When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you like my first guest tonight, you're in luck because in his new show, there's two of them. Please welcome the one, the only, Paul Rudd.
That's
delightful.
That's very, 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 very nice. Uncalled for, but thank you. Appreciate it.
Not at all. People love their Paul Rudd. Now, I teased the show, Living With Yourself, just now, the concept. There's two of you. Mm-hmm. What does that mean that there are two of you in this show?
Well, I get cloned. So there are two characters named Miles Elliott, but I unwittingly get cloned. I don't realize I'm getting cloned. I think I'm just getting a spa treatment. And
wow.
Yeah.
And that is a new definition of full release.
And right so you said it. And then I wake up. Next thing I know, I'm waking up in a grave. And then I find out when I get back to my house that I am actually there and the new and improved version of me is at my house.
And you play both.
I play both
of you.
I play both of me. Yeah.
Okay. Now, obviously, people love one Paul Rudd, two Paul Rudds. The math goes like this. One Paul Rudd is good, two Paul Rudds is better. Wouldn't three Paul Rudds be best? Didn't you stop one Paul Rudd short?
I don't think they did. Some people might say they went too many.
Oh.
Yep.
How do you feel about watching both of you on screen? Is there one of the characters you like more?
No, it's hard. You know, sometimes it's hard to watch yourself on screen. This one's particularly rough because I have to be judgmental towards two performances. And it's, you know, I just can get critical over each choice.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of double the pain.
Do you normally not watch yourself?
No, I don't know. I'll watch it. Usually I'll watch it when it's kind of being edited or when it's done. But after that, I tend to let it go. I don't really pay attention.
You don't have Paul Rudd film festivals in your house. No. Come on, everybody.
I don't. No. Mm-hmm. No, I just sit at the computer and watch clips.
So what's your character's name? Miles?
Miles.
Miles.
Miles, yeah.
Now there's a new and improved Miles in this. If you could improve Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring this home. Let's make this real. Let's get our fingers underneath this.
All right, let's do it.
Let's explore that feeling. If you could improve Paul Rudd, what would you change?
I think I'd be 6'2".
Okay.
As opposed to 6'1".
Are you 6'1"?
No, I'm 5'10".
Oh, okay.
But it'd be nice.
Sure.
I see people, like 6'2", seems like that's a good height.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
6'2".
Of course you are.
6'2".
Are you 6'2"?
No, I am 5'11", and I'm one of 11 kids, and none of us made it to 6 feet. And I was determined to be 6 feet. But my boys are both over 6 feet tall. Do you have kids?
Yeah, my son is 15. He's taller than me. I just had this memory. When I was in high school, I made a fake ID, and I was so dumb that I put my height at 5'12". I should say it wasn't. I didn't do it for myself. I did it for my friend Jeff Rose.
Sure.
I was making his. I didn't know how tall he was, and By the way, in a typewriter, it looks typed. I even mess up and put white out on something and then typed another thing so that you could hold up and you can see the white out. And we use these fake IDs to go to Florida for spring break.
Did they work?
I took a copy of the state seal of Florida, a black and white, like Xeroxed copy, put it on the back, just the state seal. I remember giving it. We were all nervous. We went to some bar, gave it to the bouncer, and the guy's like, come on. And then the owner of the place comes over. He looks at it, he flips it over. He says, what? There's a state seal. It's real.
In Florida.
Yeah,
if you're tall enough to put a scrap of paper that says 21 on the counter, they let you into the strip
club. And
bar.
We all got in. And he goes, 5'12", huh?
Did you make a lot of fake IDs for your friends? Were you that guy?
No, I didn't make a lot. I just did it for, you know, this group of buddies of mine. We all went on spring break. And I don't know how I got tasked with doing it, but I probably volunteered. They were terrible. I don't think we ever used them again after that, but got us into the place.
Spring breaks. How old are you in the spring break?
I was in high school.
High school spring break.
My senior year in high school.
And now that does not sound like it probably ended up being a happy story. Boys from high school going to spring break in Florida. It sounds like you guys get rolled for cash and like left in an alley.
It was sad because I think we went to a place where there really wasn't a spring break. There weren't other kids.
He went to Boca.
We went to someplace. I think we went to someplace inland. Okay. And the bar we went to was, you know, like a Senior Frogs or some lame kind of place.
They're a sponsor. So we have a clip here. Can you tell me what's going on? You guys are driving. Is there anything else people need? Stay hydrated.
It's important at this elevation. What in this clip? Oh, in this clip, I am driving with myself. And I'm kind of, I've just found out about this clone, and we're learning a little bit about each other, but we're unsure of this whole process. It's all still very new to us.
Okay.
Seventh grade, Lake Valley overnight, 7 minutes in heaven. I couldn't undo the bra strap of...
Oh,
She told the whole school about it.
I know she did.
Hair color.
Blonde.
Right, yeah.
First initial.
E.
First initial, last name.
E. Oh, God.
Yeah, see, not so easy, is it?
I know it. It's Ellen.
Ellen.
Ellen. Ellen, Hall something, right?
Halter?
Halter.
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 Ellen Halter.
Ellen Halter.
So you guys get along.
Well, it's very unsettling. We do in the moment.
We do in the moment.
We do in the moment. We kind of hit it off, and then it's...
Now, which one of those is the improved one?
The one without the glasses.
Of course.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks said recently that he'll never play a villain because he can't actually project that kind of malevolence through a character.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't see you as a villain. I don't remember you ever playing a villain. Could you? Do you think you could play the bad guy? You've played some troubled people, I suppose, but not a bad guy.
I don't know. I did this movie called Mute. Thank you.
Well, please. They made no sound in honor of the title.
That's. You guys are good. Wow. And I wasn't such a nice dude in that one, but for the most part, no, I don't. I never really seem to get cast as bad guys. No. Go figure. But that's. I feel like I could get in touch with the malevolence.
I can't even picture you getting mad.
Oh, I get so mad.
Really?
Yeah, I get furious at things. Annoying to people.
What makes you furious?
No, I know. I was. This made me furious.
Okay.
And it happened about just a couple of days ago. Okay. Getting mad already, thinking about it. I was at the airport in Hudson News, and you know they have the book displays?
Yeah.
I looked in there. All of a sudden, there's just all of these books, and they all have titles like the Subtle Art of Not Giving a All of them have like bad words in them, and like how to not give a about people or whatever they are. And it just seems so. I'm a fan of profanity. Like, I love it.
Doesn't seem like it.
Oh, no. No.
It doesn't seem like it.
The
thing that makes you most furious is other people using profanity. Does not seem like
not at all.
You're a fan of profanity.
Look, I'm a big fan. I use profanity all the time around my kids. I like it. I think it's funny. I think it's good. I think when it's creative and great and not lazy and hacky. And all of these books are on display for children. I know for a fact I got bleeped. When I said that.
Because of CBS.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, what, Hudson News is better than CBS? They could just put their displays of this. There are children at the airport.
So the book titles don't have, like, asterisks or anything like that?
Maybe one for, like, the U.
But the kids know.
It just seems lazy. I just, like, you see, exactly. This doesn't upset anybody else, but I was furious.
Is Come anyone on, else see- upset about this? They don't mean it.
All right.
I do
don't
not
patronize
mean it.
Me, because I can't stand that. No, but has anybody seen this trend lately? It's cute. They think it's all cute and gimmicky. Those authors and their books.
We have to take a little bit of a break, but when we come back, I will ask about his Marvel role as Ant-Man and the future of his abs. Stick around.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, Jordan Klepper from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here with the star of Living With Yourself on Netflix, Paul Rudd. There might be another Ant-Man, right?
There might be.
Infinite universe, you never know. Do you get to keep your abs? Does Marvel repossess them?
I got to take them home with me.
Yeah?
Yeah, they let me keep them.
Now, the first time I ever interviewed you...
I lost them about...
Really?
When I had to do the bad version of Miles, they said, maybe lose the abs.
Well, the first time I interviewed you back on the Colbert Report, which was a disaster of an interview. Remember it? Do you remember it? An absolute crashing disaster.
I do remember it, but I... God, was it that bad?
I was a disaster.
Oh, no, you were. No,
I was a disaster because I wanted you to have a good time.
Oh, I had a great time. Are you kidding me? It was awesome. It was great. But I assume they're disasters because just most of the interviews I do tend to...
Well, this is one thing I will say to you, is that I asked you if you were going to get jacked for the part of Ant-Man because you hadn't played the part. You were like,
right.
What did that mean, jacked? Like, I want to jack. But you did.
I got jacked. I had to work out like crazy
right. And
eat a lot of fish all the time.
Why fish?
That's what they told me was good. Salmon works really well.
Really?
With me.
Are you really? Yeah.
Like I would have a lot of, it's healthy. It's good.
Yeah.
And then I would, uh-huh. I just ate, uh-huh. I ate perfectly for 8 years.
We did not see a lot of shirtless Paul Rudd.
No, because.
All the other Marvel guys.
I did.
All the other Marvel guys. It's like in a drop of a hat, even Tom Holland, they're like, let's lose the shirt.
I did one scene.
He's got the wound, right?
Yeah, there was one other. It was an Ant-Man. That was in the first one I had one. But in the second one, I did another one. And I was even, you know, really worked hard for that because I never stopped working out. Yeah. But the scene got cut. Yeah.
Marvel that should release it in a box set by itself. Hey, I got a question for you.
I agree, Steve.
Have you done full nude? Professionally, I mean, professionally.
I did one time. I was in a play. I know it doesn't count as a play, but I remember there was
a play's fine.
Well, it was unintentional. I was lying down on a bed, and I was doing a scene with the lovely actress Rachel Weisz.
Sure.
We're laying in bed, and I was wearing boxer shorts, and all of a sudden the audience started chuckling, and I didn't know why, and I realized it's because I had my leg up, and I was totally hanging brain. Hanging brain, for those of you who are thinking about writing a book to go on display at the airport, is hanging brain is not so much the penis hanging out, but more of the testicles.
That's the brain part?
That's the brain.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Paul.
Yeah.
Now he's pointing at the sign that says rap. Paul, it was lovely to see you. Thank you so much for
being
here.
Oh, I thought he meant musically.
Living With Yourself is on Netflix. Paul Rudd, everybody. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.